You wanted to see me, boss? What's up? What do you mean I should tell you what's up? About what? The way I've been dressing? The way all of us girls have been dressing. Well, there's only five of us out here. No men except you on this project, and no one from outside ever comes here. Yeah, I know, it's been that way since our project started months ago. Yeah, and it doesn't really answer your question. We've been dressing differently in the last 6 weeks or so. Yeah, like shorter skirts. Okay, yes, really short skirts, and yeah, our tops are lower cuts or more open. Alright, yeah, you want to know why? Well, you're always so respectful to us, for one thing. Opening doors, and standing whenever we enter your office. Nobody does that anymore. Getting us raises and treating us so we know you value our work. And you remember a couple months ago when the AC went out and maintenance said there'd be a long delay fixing it? Jeez, it was so hot. We heard you tearing the VP a new one over it, and then you brought in your own contractor to fix it. And you told us we didn't have to stand on ceremony anymore. And about the dress code, we could dress however we like. Well, we just loved how much you stood up for us. We got together and decided we'd work harder than ever so we could get this project done and on time and make all of us, especially you, look good. We also decided that you deserved some treats. We started wearing skirts and dresses with long slits or that were very short. Never wear jeans or trousers anymore. Also no more flats, just heels. We wore tops that let you have a good long peek when you stood at our desks. And we don't worry about keeping our knees together when we sit. And of course, we knew what we were doing when we would bend from the waist to pick up something. We wanted you to notice, to perv on us. We were certainly perving on you. After a while, when we saw that you were on a kind of constant state of red alert, if you know what I mean, we decided to amp up the game a little. We made a bet as to who would get called into your office first about it, and then we made a bet as to who could seduce you first. Yes, we all want you. You are cute and hot. I know it's totally unprofessional, but we saw it as a team building exercise. Yeah, we get together twice a week after work to discuss what's going to work for you. Do you like high heels, close to toe, or sandals, sheer tops with a bra, loose tops with nothing underneath? Can any skirts be too short? Turns out, we don't think so, FYI. Anyway, that kind of stuff. We've been working out together, too, to firm up our thighs and butts. It's been working, don't you think? We've never felt so good. Or so horny, actually. Now we have movie nights where we drink wine and watch office porn, and play with ourselves and each other. Sorry, maybe that was a bit TMI. Our only rule is that everyone has to wear panties to the office. But Clarissa cheated today. Yeah, she came in with crotchless panties, and so we've all just taken ours off. It's not fair that you should see her pussy, but not ours. Problem is, we've all got wet spots on our skirts. Maybe you gotta look at mine, and that's why you asked me in. I am so sorry. I guess we shouldn't be doing this, but we've been having so much fun. And you said our work has been great, and we're weeks ahead of schedule. And we've never been closer. I mean, we're really close now. So I guess you're going to have to tell this to HR, right? But we haven't done any harm, really. And we'll all stop if you want us to, and we'll work even harder. Just say so. What? Open my legs. Sure. This skirt is so short that I don't even have to pull it up. Got a good look? I want you to. I'm dripping and my clit's already throbbing. Do you mind if I touch it? I've been playing with myself like nobody's business. My hands have either been at the computer or my pussy for weeks. I mean, my keyboard smells fantastic. Yes. Yes, get on your knees and have a closer look. It does smell good, doesn't it? Oh, you're fuck. I didn't expect that. It feels so good. No, don't stop. I eat it like it tastes. I like that pussy. It's all for you. Yeah, I'll put my leg over your shoulder. On your finger. Okay, it feels good. It's right there. Oh my geez, you found it. Yeah, yeah. Oh, keep doing that. Lick me and finger me. Yes, I like a finger in my ass. It feels so good. Yeah, push it in. Not like a little cock. It's so dirty. I feel like the slut of the world, and I love it. Yes, yes. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, your finger and tongue. No. I don't think they're going to wonder what's going on in here. I think they'll know. And I'll bet they're standing at the door. Four pretty girls with their fingers in their dripping pussies, listening to me come like a freight train. You want me on my knees? Yes, Daddy. I mean, boss. Yes, boss. You prefer Daddy? Okay, Daddy. Are you going to let me take out your hard, delicious cock and suck it for you? God, my mouth is watering and my cunt is still dripping down to my thighs. Jesus, that's pretty. So pretty and hard. And you have such nice, heavy balls. I just want to give the tip a little kiss. Flick of my tongue. on the underside for a second. Do you like a nice, friendly scratch behind your balls like that? I can see you like it. And kick off your shoes, and I'll help you get these pants and your underwear off. Nice boxer briefs, by the way. We had a side bet as to what kind of underwear you like. You're going to go commando from now on? Perfect. Yes, it would be amazing. So will we. Now, sit down in your chair and let me get between your legs. This is the moment we've all been waiting for, but I want to have you to myself for a little while before we let the others in. Yes, they all want a piece of you. A piece of this. We've all been perving on you for months. You have to let us have what we want. Oh, you taste so good. Your pre-cum is like nectar. You like it when I hum on it? It's so thick and heavy in my mouth. Poor daddy. How do you even walk with this big thing when it's hard? Well, we'll take care of you from now on, daddy. When your cock gets hard, just bring it to one of us and we'll help you. With our hands or our mouths or our pussies. I know Crystal takes it up the ass. And we'll all learn. If you want to. Fuck, I need you to fuck me now. To fuck my bare, bald pussy. Like you own it. Don't be gentle, daddy. Take me on the floor or over your desk. Standing up wherever you want me. My back on your desk. Legs over your shoulder. God, yes, daddy. Let me just strip for you first. May I? Please, get out of that shirt. I want to get the full vision. Fuck. Your body. It is a vision. I'm going to get out of my shirt too. So you can see my tits and grab them if you want to. Keep my heels on? Sure. Here I am. Naked on my back with my arms and legs out for you. Put it in me, daddy. And fuck your good girl with that big, delicious cock. Oh my god. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, I'm so horny. Fuck. Yeah, fuck my bare pussy just like that. I can own it. This is the moment we've all been waiting for. Girls, are you perving out at the door? Well, open it the fuck up and get in here. I think I win the bet. And you all win too. Get naked, you four, while our daddy fucks the living shit out of me. Leave your heels on. Fuck. Feels so good. Daddy, look at yourself. Not a stitch of clothes between them. Nipples out. Puffy, swollen pussies. Long legs and high heels ready to wrap you whenever You want to? No, Daddy. You like that? Yeah? You're fucking me harder. He goes, you are. Gretchen, stick your finger in his butt. Like we've talked about. Yeah. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. I'm coming. Yeah? Yes? Oh, come on, Daddy. Pour that hot, slimy load inside of me. Grippy. Yeah, inside my wet, gripping pussy. I've got you. And my arms and legs are tied around you just like that. Oh! Oh! Fuck, Daddy. It feels like you were having a seizure. Gloria, he likes it in his butt. So, you win that one too. No. Rest on me just for a minute. Let me keep your cup warm while I tell you something. From now on, we're your trusted, hardworking staff, but also your slutty girlfriends, ready for you anytime. We are going to make sure our projects are done right and on time. You've taken such good care of all of us. And now it's our turn to take care of you. Now, you have to get off me so I can get back to work. Who's going to be next after you recharge? After all, the crotchless panties turned out to be a good idea.